Welcome back to the broadcast. The present vast overpopulation, now far beyond the world carrying capacity, cannot be answered by future reductions in the birth rate due to contraception, sterilization, and abortion, but must be met in the present by the reduction of numbers presently existing. This must be done by whatever means necessary. So, a war has been declared against the population of the world.
Yeah, well, the sustainable development people, the only way they'll ever achieve what they plan is get rid of us. Get rid of us.
It says here, the UN action against Iraq proves conclusively that resolute action on our part can sway other leaders to go along with the necessary program. The Iraq action proves that the aura of power can be projected and sustained, and that the wave of history is sweeping forward. So, once again, what is our military doing? They're representative of the coalition forces of the United Nations system, reducing the population in that part of the world.
There's a section in our global neighborhood, the report on the commission, UN, where they talked about Desert Storm and the different stuff, and that most people didn't know that that was really a UN operation.
Isn't that amazing?
But they talk about it.
And listen, we've always been in a UN operation since the Second World War.
That's why we've never won the wars.
There you go.
We cannot win because it's for their goals, just like it's sustainable development and eminent domain. I sent you a tape of what we did in the Kentucky legislature to change things.
Yes.
And we had a meeting last Saturday to start making the changes. We have another one the 27th of this month, and the legislature is going to put the bills in. They made suggestions. We have suggestions. And as you heard on the tape, you should have gotten the other tape in by now, too.
I received it today.
Yeah, I made sure it worked good because I checked it.
This is the CD you sent me.
CD.
Kentucky Eminent Domain, KRS, and court cases.
That is what? Those are the court cases, and those are the statutes that we are looking at going to change so that people, individuals, as in living, breathing individuals, not corporate individuals, will be protected from the corporate individuals. As you heard on that tape from the legislative hearing, they were shocked. Yeah, we had some judges go. They now retired, the judges. They told them what was going on, how it was done, and you heard the chairman of the committee stop everybody and say, before anybody gets in trouble, we're not giving immunity. Well, the judges didn't care. Statute limitations are gone. They're now on our side. They're members of our groups now. They want to protect their property, their kids' properties. And they told how the city and the judges and the lawyers and all these people will conspire to whose property to take.
Oh, boy.
How to do it. I mean, it's, and the legislative committee was blown away. Blown away. They even had suggestions on how to change things and stop things to add with ours. And the chairman of the committee is going to carry the bill forward in the legislative session to make sure that it passes his committee.
Wasn't that a blessing?
Well, he's got some people in his area that's had problems, too, and he just could not understand how they could do this, but he had some awakenings. And then we brought people in from all over Kentucky, including the one guy on the tape, Brian Stroh, Western Kentucky University professor, who is now city councilman, and told him that domain was the issue in Bowling Green, and we got rid of all of them. And we did. We got a new mayor and four new city councilmen because of eminent domain. We're not going to put up with it.
There you have it, listeners. People standing in every state of the union will make a difference.
It'll change it.
It'll change it. Norm proved it. We'll be back to continue. Take your calls. Mike and Sam, good old Sam. 800-313-9443. welcome back to the broadcast. Our global neighborhood, page 186, states the IMF has increasingly become the lender of last resort for countries, especially in Africa, with desperate difficulties of external insolvency, extreme poverty, and adjustment. The IMF's role has, as a consequence, increasingly overlapped with the World Bank's International Development Association, the IDA. It is to the credit of the IMF that it has managed to transform itself from an intimidating ogre into a welcome source of concessional assistance. The IMF should not, however, be more closely integrated with the World Bank to become, in effect, a development agency. This would not merely confuse the roles of the institutions. It would take the IMF totally in the wrong direction. The fund has a valuable role in financing developing countries, a role that has been strengthened by the Enhanced Structural Adjustment Facility, the ISAF, which lends on highly concessional terms to low-income countries. Now, keep in mind, our Secretary of Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF and receives no compensation from the United States as Secretary of the IMF, and the United States is a federal corporation. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, hello, Norm. I'm over in the eastern part of Kentucky. I've met you a couple of times. I don't want to sound like I'm preaching to the choir here, but I had a quote here from David Rockefeller in his memoirs. You're talking about how we got to this mess that we're in. And in his memoirs book, if I can give you a portion of the quote in reference to his family, some even believe that we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States. Characterizing my family and me as internationalists conspiring, and that's the key word there, conspiring with others to build a more global political and economic structures, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it.
Well, he is guilty.
Yeah, and we had a Kentucky attorney, Kent Masters and Brown, that a few years back did some research into these foundation fronts where they have engineered a lot of this stuff. I think that's the mechanisms or the gears in the machine as to how they've done a lot of this to us. And, of course, your efforts have shown some fruit to try to undo or throw a wrench in the works, I guess, to continue that analogy. But I just thought that might be a good quote to throw in here with some of the material you're talking about, that there are some, and he's probably poor relative to some of the other people that he's alluding to that he's conspiring with of the caliber of the Bilderbergers and stuff that are bringing this their agenda about.
Well, you're right, and I'll tell you, I don't know where we met at.
I've been to a couple of Take Back Kentucky meetings, and I run the local TV station over here in Moorhead.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, you know our approach to fighting it. You know how well we've done.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot to do.
Sure.
But we're making progress.
Well, for any of those out there that think it's a conspiracy theory, just look up David Rockefeller's memoirs book where he brags about it and says he's proud of it. And so, you know, it's not a theory.
he just as well to admit it is because it's all over him.
Well, yeah.
Can't get out of it.
I like to call it a consensus, too. These globalists believe that they have the best way of doing things and that they are all empowered by reason.
You mean?
They call their groups civil society.
Yeah.
Civil society. And anybody that doesn't go by their way, you're not part of the civil society. I love the way they do it.
I think William Penn also, I think, has attributed a quote that, which is kind of funny. You know, William Penn, founding Pennsylvania, said that as long as you allow the people to believe they have a democracy and have a say in government, they will be governed.
It's like in Iraq right now, they're talking about a democracy, and I've heard that word democracy so much it's about to drive me nuts, you know.
Yeah.
We live in a republic.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a republic that has founding limitations on the government.
That's right.
And so it just irks me to no end to hear Republicans talk about democracy till they're blue in the face, and it goes against the namesake for their own party.
Yes, it does. In fact, I just sent them some of them a letter about that you need to take Republic out of your name.
Yeah, well, I call them Republicrats, most of them, but now they're referring to themselves as neocons, which is a joke. But thanks for taking my call.
Well, listen, let me give you a little hint here, Mike.
I hope he's still there.
I'm still here.
Hang on.
We have begun forming a large number of local organizations around the state to take things back, like take back Barron County, take back Warren County, take back Breckinridge County, take back Taylor County, and then others in the counties, and we're teaching them because we have found out that these people run roughshod. If you don't know the laws to where they can pass an ordinance, you're hurting. If you don't know, there's so many things, and we have been so effective in the local grassroots levels, it is unbelievable. We just had 5 ordinances thrown out in one county. We just had another one where they threw out a program that they put in and said, you all are right. And they appointed a committee to study the problem, and the chairman of our local chapter there is chairman of the committee along with 4 other people, and we have plenty of volunteers for that committee too, and 2 magistrates in the area. We're just trying to take it back. You know how we started out on the state level?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then now we're not only the state level, but we're also into the local levels in many, many communities now, and it's really making a difference.
I forget who said it, but that's what the old expression is, all politics is local.
I believe it was Humphreys, wasn't it?
Maybe. But a lot of people have said it, I guess so.
Now, Mike, you run a TV network?
Well, it's a low-power TV station over here in eastern Kentucky, northeastern Kentucky around Moorhead. So,
what do you run on the TV?
Well, we're a World Harvest Television affiliate here most recently, and then occasionally we'll put you guys up with when you have a hard-hitting interview like this. We'll put you guys up with a slideshow of graphics and cartoons and stuff that has. Documents like the book cover for David Rockefeller's memoirs, for instance, or things like that.
Wonderful.
This goes through a slideshow that gets updated every so often.
Do you have a website, Mike?
TV10Moorhead.com. It's just the number 10, not spelled out. It's www.TV10Moorhead.com. It's just basic information about the station, nothing fancy.
Uh-huh.
And, Mike, you do get my paper, I think.
I have in the past, but I haven't got it in a while.
Oh.
I need to resubscribe. I go to the webpage every now and then.
We need to get you one of this month because that first 1921 pages, something like that, is all these figures these letters.
That new webpage, this is the first I've heard of it. It's called The Log.
Uh-huh.
Log.com or?
U.S.
Log.us.
TheLog.us.
Okay.
Now, Mike, can you leave your phone number with the board operator so I can talk to you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so hang on the line, and I appreciate your input.
Okay, thanks for taking my call.
Good talk to you again, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. That's a very good phone call there, Norm.
Yeah, he's been to some of our meetings. He knows what's going on, and we're all over the state. I mean, he's a long way from me. We're everywhere.
Now, listeners, understand, we've been talking about Agenda 21 on Monday. We've been talking about Agenda 21 on Tuesday. Wednesday was a power outage. We were not live. This is Thursday, Thursday. What did we do Thursday? I forgot. Hansa Molina. That's very important to bring Hans on because he's very, very concerned. He has a perspective from another part of the world that is very, very concerning to me and should be to you. And today we're talking about Agenda 21. And so my dear friend Sam in Missouri is next. The number to call, listeners, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And that pledge line, always keep this handy. That pledge line is 800-724-2719. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon and a wonderful broadcast indeed. And Norm, thank you for all that you do. And in the future, I would like to get in contact with you guys from our area and do some networking because we've been facing some of the same stuff over here in south central Missouri. We've had some good successes, though. We defeated a bill that was already in as law here in the state of Missouri regarding the metering of water wells. Actually, it turned around and repealed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we are making some progress. The people around here are just starting to wake up and realize that something is wrong. But I'm with you in the sense that we got to take, in our case, we're starting out locally around here, and we need to take our efforts not only locally, but we need to have a lot more state organization as well as other local affiliates, because one of the problems we're having here in Missouri is the south end of it and the central part seems to be doing pretty good, but nobody hears much out of the north end of it. So I would love to sometime get a chance to chat with you and pick your brain about some of the stuff that you guys have been doing there in Kentucky, and you know, since your organization has started there, because that's the other thing too. We need to network, and we also need to understand that it is not hard to get things going. I mean, most of our meetings, our concerned citizens group that meets here once a month, actually started between my wife Trish and I and another gentleman up at a restaurant here. You know, every small town has a local eating hole where you can go
right.
to.
Right.
And our group started over a cup of coffee at a local restaurant. So, and we do a lot of our work here, Norm, with flyer blitzes in these small towns. It's very effective. If you get somebody that's dedicated, they can generate flyers, and they're good at wording the flyers, you can get a lot done.
Sam,
let me give you the phone number real quick.
Stay with us. We'll do this on the other side of the commercial pause. We have to move to that commercial pause for the Free Enterprise Cause. Listeners, stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast. That's Poker Face. Their website is pokerface.com. Pokerface.com is their website. Listeners, pay attention to them and what they do. We have Sam with us and Norm Davis, but keep in mind, listen carefully to this. The Security Council of the UN, led by the Anglo-Saxon major nation powers, will decree that henceforth the Security Council, keep in mind the Security Council always held this chairmanship by a Soviet or a Soviet satellite country, the Security Council will inform all nations that its sufferance on population has ended, that all nations have quotas for population reduction on a yearly basis, which will be enforced by the Security Council by selective or total embargo of credit, items of trading including food and medicine, or by military force when required.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Go back to your global neighborhood, and in there they talk about how they're going to set up all trade, they're going to control all the food, the land, everything. It's all in there. It's all in there. Let me give my number for the gentleman on the line with us here.
270-242.
Yep, 242.
Mm-hmm.
6497.
Okay, 242-6497.
You got it. Now, I've been to Missouri 3 or 4 times. People were wanting to get together and how do you do this and on down the line, and they just never got together, but I'm open to help anybody I can help.
Well, there's always, when you can get things done like we've started doing here, I'll just give you an idea, Norma. We had our meeting here regarding the metering of water wells. I mean,
yeah.
It came down as a state issue, but we know it comes down from the UN.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, absolutely. And we, by the time we got this flyer blitz done and got everything out there, we met at the Lions Club in Owensville, Missouri, which is where we are, and that place holds 310 people. We had the place packed out with 504.
I can believe
it. And more wanting in the door.
I can believe it. We've done the same thing on issues.
Yeah, and we got another meeting coming up on August the 22nd. This one is regarding a lawsuit that was filed by the Missouri Coalition for the Environment out of St. Louis. And apparently my understanding of it is that they sued because the environmental regulations were not being applied by the EPA stringently enough. Well, what this has turned into now is our town here where we live is now being required to upgrade their lagoon system here to conform to new pollution standards. But the problem with it is that what they want put in here for a sewage treatment facility is supposed to surpass Kansas City or St. Louis. And, of course, in a little town like this, you can talk to the mayor, So I chatted with the mayor, and she said that it would virtually bankrupt this town and other little towns surrounding us because they just don't have the money. They'd have to raise the sewer and water rates up 200% or more just to try to even cover it.
Yep.
And, I mean, this system that they would want to put in would cost millions of dollars.
I understand. We've had problems here. I had them come out here myself, and wish your wife was here. She could tell you about it. But, yeah, they came out here talking that garbage, and that's how I first learned there was such a thing as a biosphere areas. And I was in the Mammoth Cave biosphere thing, and I didn't even know what they were when I first got started. But I just plateaued, fell. Only thing going that well would be, well, would be him. We'll put it that way.
Absolutely, and this is the thing. We got to be defiant, because what's the point of living in a society that is the kind of society that they want to set up for us? And I know this is off the beaten path, but to some extent, but it all ties in when you stop to think about some of the stuff that's going on and how they want population reduction. I've been trying to get across to people that this is exactly what the Terry Schiavo case down in Florida was about, was to test to see what people, how people would react to starving somebody to death who had a disability. And because once they get this firmly entrenched, they'll just be doing away with people right and left that they feel that is not a part of the agenda that they want to push. And so it all, and this is the thing, as Chris has told you, and I will say the same thing, listeners, and that is the fact that all of this comes under the umbrella of Agenda 21. Get used to it. It's here. If you want to put your head in the sand and get run over, that's your problem. But there's a lot of us out here that are not.
That's right. And why do you think they call this us human resources, like coal or like rock or water or anything else? We're just a resource to these people.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. Chris, keep up the good work. And Norm, thank you so much for what you're doing, too.
Now, stay with us, Sam. Stay with us. Here I see Bill has sent this to me. One of my researchers sends me the attached info about the drafting of disability rights by the Organization of the United Nations to include government-paid abortions for the disabled of all signatory nations. And they say that's one way to sneak in a tool to accomplish the one pure race, eliminating the undesirables before they are born. And
that could go on, Chris. That could go on to if this couple's married and one of them has an IQ of 80 or 70, the other one, say, 85. Well, we don't want them producing any more children. I mean, where does it end?
Well, that is the point and the problem.
Yep.
This is why everybody needs to get involved in this. Sam, I appreciate your help, my friend.
Hey, you bet. Blessings.
Thank you. We'll be back to continue with Norm Davis. Take Back Kentucky is what his job is. Taking back your state is your job as well. We'll be back. Good stuff. Put that in the mix, please. We're back with Norm Davis, Take Back Kentucky listeners. The mess is in place. The mess is very, very well chronicled today. It's under the guise of Agenda 21. It's been in place for 13 years. Our Global Neighborhood, written in 1995, a timely work deserving of our full attention, according to Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela, a terrorist of the truest form, from the past. He was the one that implemented necklacing in Africa. Necklacing was about taking a tire, somebody's hands tied behind his back, put the tire around his neck, pour gasoline in the tire, and set it aflame.
That's right.
Nelson Mandela, listeners.
Yep.
You know, I mean, most people don't think we have a problem, Norm.
Well, I'll tell you, we as bad as the Kelo case was, eminent domain case up in Connecticut.
Correct.
Them people have nobody to blame but themselves. And I'll tell you why. Throughout the case, I've read the entire thing three or four times. I've been over it with lawyers and judges. We have discussed it about a dozen times in that case, at least a dozen. If they tell you that the only interest the federal government should, well, this court has in this case, is to make sure that you don't take property from A and give it to B for B's benefit, or in other words, and that the Connecticut, New London, Connecticut did not do that. They had a plan that took many properties and gave to many people in order to create an economic benefit, and it met the state law. That was the state law in Connecticut, okay?
Uh-huh.
The beautiful part is they kept saying it is up to the legislatures. It's up to the states. Well, you'll never get a better time than right now to do it, and that's why we did what you heard on that tape. And that's why we had a meeting last weekend up in northern Kentucky with a group of people and lawyers and judges and different people working on this, because you heard the legislature's tape. And we're going to get back together later, as you heard on it, and we're going to cover the things that we're coming up with and the suggestions that legislators made. The legislature made, about seven of them, I believe it was, made a very good suggestion that the so-called just compensation. Well, just compensation is what you're to be paid for your property. They made a very good point that, and we talked to them about it, that you should not have to pay out of what you're supposed to get to fight in court. And the legislature agreed on that. They, about seven of them, made the statement that we need another fund so that the people's rights are protected and that they can check this out.
Uh-huh.
And you heard on the tape the guy from the cities, League of Cities, when it was his turn after we had bashed them and, well, after we just won the argument. There's no other way of putting it. He got up there and was stupid enough to make the statement, and a reporter told me he made it again just the other night, that he's made it again, that that is the way that the cities make their money. Can you imagine the cities? He admits and tells the legislative committee that this is the way we make our money. You steal people's property and sell it to somebody else? Give me a break.
I wonder if they know anything about the comprehensive annual financial report.
That I don't know if they do or not. I'm sure they do, but they don't want to talk about it.
And that is just amazing to me after Walter Berrien talking about this for so long. Nobody else gets on that that bandwagon.
Well, now, we did that.
Did you?
Remember, years ago, we did that back about 98. We did that.
Okay.
And,
Tell us.
The legislators, they got one every year but never really paid any attention to it, so we showed a bunch of them what all was in there and the monies, and they ended up, now a lot of that money, whatever it is for retirement plans, for roads. They may get $200 million this year, and it's put in a particular fund, and it can't be spent except on that road. That's included in there, retirements. That's all included in there.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of that money's untouchable except for those plans. And the other parts that was able to be used, they've used here.
Uh-huh.
So, but the legislators didn't really know how to go through it, cover it, read it, what have you.
And there is the secret of it all.
Well, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in my heart, and you do too, that they really intentionally tried to be secret, but it's the law that they have to be given them books. The legislators do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they have to give the public one if they want one. And we got them. We went through them. Then we covered them with legislators, and that's when some changes were made.
Well,
I mean, it's up to you and I. I mean, it's like the people of New London, Connecticut. They let them make a state law that they could do that. So who do they have to blame but themselves? They weren't involved. They have nobody to blame but themselves.
There you have it.
I mean, that's the way I feel about it. I mean, that's why we're doing what we do here.
Well, it's most important that people understand your perspective on things and how you've engineered this in your state. And it takes time. It takes effort. But the responses you've received have been quite positive, Norm.
We've done a good job, and we've got a lot more to do. We're not going to sit back and bask on our victories. We're going to get a whole lot more to add to that big list of them.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, I'm seeing the response from listeners out here on my emails that there is a large listening audience here, and people are appreciating what we're doing here, Norm. They see how your example of what you've done is making a positive direction for the people of Kentucky. There's many people in Kentucky that don't even know who you are.
I know that.
And you've helped them out considerably.
Yep.
And there you have it, listeners. It just takes a handful of people in each state to get active, and Sam is a perfect example in Missouri. There's others out there that are able and willing, if they're directed properly. And Norm will teach you how to do that, listeners. And he's given out his phone number, 270-242-6497. 270-242-6497. Most people have never heard the word Agenda 21 before because it's the best-kept secret in the world on purpose. And that is the point. Here we have these trade agreements that are talked about in our global neighborhood, written in 1995. It's a manual for New World Order implementation, actually New World Communist Order implementation. Agenda 21 is the epitome of communism being implemented in every country in the world.
Well, they call it world governance.
Yes.
G-N-C-E. They call it governance. Not really government, but governance. Well, it's the same damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all involving the taking of what we have to give to the other countries that have been directed into poredom or serfdom on purpose.
Well, it's like I put in my letter on this our newspaper on leveling the playing field. Yeah. Somebody making $400 a year is really going to buy our products, aren't they, Chris?
They can't afford it.
No. They can't even afford to buy their own country's products. How in the hell are they going to buy ours is the way I look at it. Well, you know, and that's what I put in there.
And that is just so obvious, Norm.
And then they talk about the standard Bush line, and the standard line for these Republican congressmen are that it's going to help fight poverty and world security for these fledgling third world democracies and all this garbage, when all it's doing is bringing our standard of living down, and someday we'll all be equally poor.
There you have it. That's the whole point here. As gas continues to rise, which means the cost of living will rise in every facet of society today because of the cost to get the food to your stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we got, I just came back from the doctor, and I looked at a service station when I was pulling off the freeway, and here I see $2.40 a gallon.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't. In Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're the same way here, you know. I mean, it's pathetic. And then they've got some states, my God, $2.70, $2.80, $3.10. I mean, give me a break.
My friend Steve from California finally called me again, and I'm just waiting to have him call me back to find out what the gas price in California is now.
Well, they showed on TV last night on my Fox or MSNBC or something. It was $3.99 some one place.
Okay. So here you have it, listeners. Here you have the steady rise in the prices of fuel, which is totally unnecessary. We don't have to be dependent on the Middle East for our oil. We've had Lindsey Williams on. He's talked about it. He's been rubbing shoulders with the elite. He knows that their design is to cripple our country, to reduce the population. At this stage, it's very, very obvious that it's well underway. And you're documenting, and your public citizen direction is paramount for everyone. And once again, go to www.citizen.org/trade, and you will see and research in your state the loss of jobs.
Yeah, just little Kentucky, 4 million people, we have lost all those jobs.
46,781 jobs lost in Kentucky.
That's just due to NAFTA. That's not due to GATT. One of the highest paying places in Kentucky, American Airfielder, they went to France. Now, that's GATT. They went to France. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
They went to France. They took the heavy steel, sheet metal plants to France.
Boy, We can keep talking about this, listeners, but without your participation and your thoughts about how this is being driven in your state, what are you going to do?
Well,
sit back.
Let me tell people how I learned how to organize. I think you remember this.
Please.
Back in around 80, late 70s, early 80s, I worked in crime prevention. They sent me for a week to a communist training school at taxpayers' expense. Barracks style, the guys in a bunch and the gals in a bunch, and we were taught how to organize. It was the most miserable time of my life. I sit there, and some of the guys come over and said, look at this stuff, man. What are we doing here? This is socialist labor literature, Labor Party literature and stuff, and, you know. And this is at taxpayers' expense. They taught us how to organize everything from a neighborhood block to communities. Well, I didn't know what I was going to do with that stuff then. I thought, well, what's all this garbage for? Well, when the gun issue started, I just took their plan they taught me 12 years or 14 years earlier, and I went to work on it. And now I know how. And now we've known some things that's even better that we've added to it here in Kentucky. And we now, now you know this to be a fact, Chris, but a lot of people, when they have a meeting, they have 10, 15 people show up, oh, gosh, where's everybody else at? People, let me tell you something. You can have 10 or 15 people in a county. You use that for a committee, and then you organize around that. And I'm telling you, you can have 400 people effective in that county and only 10 or 15, 20 maybe show up at a meeting. And that's the way it works. That's where the power's at.
Yeah. Yeah, and there is the crux of the problem. Get your people involved in every state of the union. Norm will tell you how to do it.
You know, a lot of people, they're never, ever going to come to a meeting. They don't want to go to a meeting. Some of them are even scared, and I'm sure you've heard it, Chris.
Sure.
They're scared to death. Oh, they'll be spying on me. They'll get my license number.
Oh, well.
They'll harass me. You know, I don't care. I mean, don't bother me. You know, if I don't have somebody trying to bother me, I'm not doing my job.
Right.
But if you have people that will never come to a meeting but will make phone calls when you need them or write letters when you need them or emails when you need them, all you have to do is have your list ready so that you don't have to sit around when a call is needed today and say, well, who can I call? You prepare one ahead of time. You put it in your phone book. Then you reach in, you grab it, and you take it, and you call those people, and they'll have their list, too. And let me tell you something. We have shut the phone lines down at Frankfort several times just simply because all our people, our phone lines being put to work. You just need a handful of people in each county, and you can be effective.
Well, and this is the point of the problem. That handful of people need to get involved in every state of the union because we're all in this battle together. It's your country. It's been democratized against your will, listeners. You're not taught the proper things in school any longer because the UN system is in this country. The State Department implements the U.S. mission to the United Nations. The NEA implements the U.S. mission to the United Nations. The NEA is brainwashing your children in public schools. You have to homeschool whether you like it or not. And this is the battle. Homeschool children win all the time when it comes to proper thinking because the people are being dumbed down in the public school system.
You know, we only have a little over a million homeschool kids in America. We have tens of millions of public school kids. And when they have the geography bees and the spelling bees and the different things, by the way, now some of the states are starting to outlaw the homeschools from being participating because they're winning them all.
Yeah.
The kids in the public schools are taught social engineering, and they're taught or trained like a dog or something to react in certain ways. Whereas I want my kids, and I did my kids, they were taught to think, rationalize, and make a decision. They don't like that. They don't want you thinking.
And once again, Chapter 25, Children and Youth in Sustainable Development. That is the chapter that is brainwashing your children in school. The implementation process is right there in Chapter 25.
People can go to our website and go down to the contact, send me an email, and if they want one of these newspapers to see what we did, and they can do the very same thing in their state.
Okay,
same thing. They could go to krba.org and go to contact and send an email to me, or they could go to, I think it's on the log also, I'm not for sure, but it is on takebackkentucky.com, not org, but com, and you know, send me a name and address. We'll send you a paper. If you're interested in doing something in your area, send me an email.
There you go, my friends. Norm Davis, here for you and me. Any quick last call? 800-313-9443. We'll be back with Norm Davis. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast. Norm Davis has been with us. Norm, I'm going to let you close out the show today, my friend.
Well, the only thing I know to say, Chris, is that if people want to get 5, 6, 10 people in a county, and then they want to know how to expand out to, and these people, other people, they don't even have to come to a meeting as long as they'll help, then you'd be amazed what you can do, and we'll help show you how to do that. But you've got to get involved. You just have to. I mean, New London, Connecticut, it's the people's fault. They lost that case. They allowed their legislature to make bad laws. They allowed it. And our experience has taught us that these legislators are not bad people. Now, you have a couple in each house that's on an agenda. I'll grant you that. And I don't care what state it's I've been to. That's the way it is. But you get involved, you talk with these people, you show these people things, and the next thing you know, you suddenly see them changing their voting habits, wanting to, what can I do to help? They'll start putting bills in for you. Last session, we had one bad bill passed, and about 12 or 13 good bills that was our bills. You know, I'd like to not have that one bad bill put in, but... And that bad bill was that they were going to start using the Internet for medical records, sending them electronically. Mm-hmm. And that was the worst bill they passed. The session before that, they passed no bad bills. None.
Mm.
And we got about 15 of our bills passed. So you can do it. I mean, I know you can do it. You can tell me that legislators are different or whatever you want. We help the people in Illinois. Look at them. Their state now has passed 2 or 3 good gun bills. Back up there, work like a dog and work with the other gun people. They're working together, and they're getting some good legislation. They stopped a lot of all the bad legislation. They stopped it. They were going to outlaw guns, period, in Illinois, and they stopped it. The governor had a fit. Daley had a fit up there also. Semi-automatic weapons ban. They stopped it. Everybody thought it was a foregone conclusion. It got stopped. So if they can do anything in Illinois, I know you can do it in any other state. People need to go look up the take backs, some of them. Take back Arizona. I don't know if they're com or org. You can look it up. Take back Maryland. Take back Florida. I think that's .us. Take back Wisconsin. A handful of people up there have got a nice website. Look it up. Look these things up. People can do it. They're starting to do it around the country.
A lot of that's on State Network, on AmericanExpose.com, on the left, on the column on the left. State Network, listeners. Darren Weeks put it up there for that purpose, Norm.
Good. But they better get involved. They're going to be in trouble. That's about all I got to say, Chris.
That's about all I got to say, too, Norm. I'm wrung out.
We're going to put you a paper in the mail.
I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, I'm going to get off here, and you have a good one.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for being with us. Norm Davis, listeners. I'm wrung out, listeners. I'm burned out. it's your turn to take over the restoration of our constitutional republic. Goodbye. God bless you all.